Everything's going well. Feel good, feel healthy. Just doing whatever the team needs me to do and bouncing around different spots. And just I feel comfortable. I feel healthy. I feel good.
Well, JC, one of those things the team needs you to do is be a guard at the current time, I guess. How's the adjustment going there?
It's going good. I mean, every rep you get a little more comfortable with it, and it's a lot of film study, a lot of talking to the older guys. And you know, every day you'll get a little more comfortable with it.
Yeah, you feel like, hey, if I had to go Sunday, I'd do so with confidence. I've had enough work.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially we've got a couple more days left and walkthroughs and meetings. It'll be no problem.
Working at center prepare you for some of the other positions, just kind of know what everybody's doing?
Right, yeah. I mean, it helps you understand the playbook and understand what everybody's assignment is. And, you know, that's half the battle. And then it's about footwork and things. Little things change when you move to a different side or whatever position you're playing. So being able to know what your position is and or know what your assignment is big to kind of take that step out. And then you're just worrying about your footwork and not worrying about if you know what you're doing. So, you know, the work at center has definitely helped being able to know any other position you need to play. Absolutely. I mean, like you said, it's an opportunity, and opportunity you got to take advantage of, and just go out there and play well, and you got to help the team. Team needs me to do whatever they need, then I'll be there for them, and I'll be more than willing.
So. How does your versatility help you on the side?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's, you know, an important quality of mine is just, you know, being able to move around, and like I said, with whatever. You know, whatever the team needs, whatever position the team has an opening or has a need, I'm more than willing to fill it. So
Jason,
that's all I can do.
Did you have a pretty good idea during the bye week that you would likely have to step in full-time this week?
I mean, during the bye week, I kind of took a step away, and I just prepared for all five positions. I mean, that's what I was doing during my 2 weeks leading up. So it wasn't really honing in on whatever position I thought. It was just learning everything and just being ready, just keeping your mind in it, and just rolling with the punches.
Jason, you mentioned your confidence that you have. That does it vary from spot to spot, though?
No, I'm pretty confident wherever I move to. Obviously, you have more reps at different positions, so your body's more used to different things. But the confidence level is the same across the board.
You have a preference where to play?
No. Wherever the team needs.
I'm sorry. Prior to these last 2 weeks, when was the last time you took reps at tackle?
I don't think I took probably rookie minicamp for these 2 weeks.
You've been around Josh for a couple of years. I mean, if he can't go, how much with his offensive line is missing?
I mean, Josh is an all-pro player. Obviously, I have no idea what's going on with him or what his health status is. But when you lose a guy like this, there's definitely a hit. But it's the collective group that needs to step up and play hard and live up to the expectations that the offensive line plays at. And whoever's in there, it's those five guys battling, a cohesive unit, going out there and making plays.